All been watching Married at First Sight. One of the big couples that are caught in controversy are Bronson and Inez. Now, we know Bronson is a stripper.
He's a stripper, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, except Inez has a bit of a problem with it.
Yeah, but we've actually found someone who has actually had Bronson at her hen's night. She lives in Queensland now. Lisa joins us. Lisa, what was it like having Bronson strip at your hen's night?
It was delightful, actually. Quite nice to look at.
Yeah. Now, give us a bit of context, because obviously he's not in Queensland.
No, yeah. So it was over in Perth. That's where my hens were. So I flew over there to have my hens night. My hens organised him. They said, you know, they had a nice stripper for me, and I went, lovely. That's really all I wanted. But yeah, he was lovely. He was really nice. Still had the cheesy grin he's got now.
Did he go the full Monty? Did you see the package?
I didn't see the package. I was behind him, sitting down on the chair, but I think everybody else did.
Has he got a tight bottom?
Oh, he had a very tight everything.
Right.
Love it.
Now, here's the big question. Did anyone go home with him that night?
Well, no. Sorry, he was too nice.
he's there for work, no play.
Yeah, and you know, he was great at his job. He was very polite, and like some of my hens were like very good looking, but he did devote most of his attention to me, so that was good.
Aww.
Oh, he sounds like a gentleman, Lisa.
He was actually, except when he pulled down my jeans and waltzed my bum with this big strap.
Oh, not so nice, Bronson.
It was a little bit unexpected. It really did hurt. But, yeah, I guess that was part of the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Are you feeling a bit sorry for Bronson watching him on Married at First Sight?
I am. I think he's really nice. Like, you know, obviously I didn't know anything about him when he was my stripper, but
he was a nice stripper.
Yeah, you know, and he seems to radiate that across the TV, but, you know, I think Inez is just, I don't really know what Inez is, really.
Yeah, yeah, she's a different one.
So what you're saying is no one in your bridal party was cruel enough to make him drop the C-bomb at the hen's night, right?
No.
No C-bombs dropped. Okay, good.
No. I've got some photos of him, you know, with my 84-year-old grandmother's face in his crutch.
Send them through, please.
Can we please see those, Lisa?
Please need to see them.
Yeah, no worries.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure talking to you and getting all the goss.
No worries, guys.